on meditation. How do we meditate on the Word of God? We all have different ways of meditating. Have you seen on YouTube? They sit in a cross-legged position with fingers out like this, and they just be quiet. Then there's other times where, you know, they think about something. They're emptying themselves from the negativity of the day, or things like that, or just, I get to be by myself, and I'm very quiet in this place by myself. Those are all nice, but that's not the meditation that God wants us to do. Because you can meditate with a house full of people. Did you know that? You can meditate when it's noisy in your house. It doesn't have to be quiet. I'll tell you something else too. People who empty themselves out, they better fill it up with God, because the devil will fill you up if they don't do that. So we don't want to be empty either. We want to be full. We want to be occupied. We want to be drenched. Some of the scriptures were written for the Jews, some for the Gentiles, some for specific people. They all had their own way of meditating. And I'm going to show you two things, just two areas on how to meditate. But I'm going to give you the answer. How do you meditate on the Word of God? Can you draw to me how you meditate on the Word of God? I know we're meditating people. We pray, and you know, whatever that means to you. Can you tell me what you do to meditate on God's Word? Yes, Becky.
I take it in over and over and ruminate on it like a goat. Just keep thinking and asking the Lord about.
You marinate it in your spirit. What are you marinating? The Word, right, the Word of God. Okay, that's awesome. Here's the answer. Very simple. To meditate is to personalize the Scripture. To meditate is to personalize the Scripture. Remember last week I had to repeat that prayer or that scripture before in Psalm 89:20. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Remember when I had to repeat that 3 or 4 times last week? That's meditation. But you want to personalize it by putting your name in there. I have found Linda, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed her. You see how I personalized it? That's how you meditate. Then you take that scripture and think about it during the day. You know, the other day I was watching this show called Sea Patrol. It's from Australia as a series. And I said, well, how do I meditate all day? The Bible tells you to meditate day and night. Well, how do you meditate when you're watching a movie? Can we watch movies, people? Are you allowed to watch a movie?
Yes. Yes.
How do you meditate when you're watching a movie? So I asked the Lord, how do I meditate when I'm watching this movie? He said, pray for the people in the movie. Wow. And then did you know what I found out at the end of that series? It was a true story, and I didn't know it. See, God wants us to occupy him in every area of our life. When you're at Walmart and you're at the checker, just say a simple prayer for her or him. That's meditating. It's just keeping God continually at the forefront of your life. What are you thinking about? We talked about that in Bible study. We got to stop and think about a few things. So what are you thinking about all day is going to determine who you're meditating on. What you think on, you're meditating on. As simple as I can put it. You don't have to sit in a position, get in a closet, go by yourself. What are you dwelling on is your meditation. Are you thinking of the problem? Oh, how am I going to pay for that? How am I going to do that? That's just too hard, Lord. You say that all things are possible, but I don't know about this one. This is kind of hard. Are you praying for the solution? Lord, thank you for providing all my needs in Christ Jesus. You see how the meditation is different? What are you thinking about? Your thoughts matter to God because he knows that your thoughts is going to produce fruit. You're going to go do some stuff because of what you're thinking. He knows that whatever you dwell in will become your reality. What are you saying out of your mouth? So the other morning, it was funny, I said, Tom, I think I need to get a big roll of black electrical tape and just put it across my mouth. If you don't say anything, you can't get into trouble. How about feeling rejection? Are you meditating on that? Oh, when I was a child, I was adopted. I was rejected and abandoned. And that's all you dwell on. Or are you thinking, well, Lord, you took me up when my mother and my father forsook me. I'm yours. Are you going to meditate on that? You see, there's two different ways you can meditate. Personalizing the Word of God is the key. Psalm 5:1 says this, give ear, Psalm 5:1. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. God's going to think about what you're thinking about. Is it pleasing to him? It says, hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and oh my God. So in our meditation, we can say, Lord, you are awesome, and I'm going to meditate on how awesome you are, and you've never let me down, and I know I'm going through something right now, but you've never forsaken me. You've always met me. See how I'm meditating now? There was a movie, I don't know, you probably all saw it as I watch movies, The Lord of the Rings. And there was a part in there where the guy was dying, laying on the ground, and he looks up to the to-be king, and he says, you're my Lord and my King. That's what we need to say to Jesus. You're my Lord and my King. David's speaking to the Lord in that scripture that I just read to you. Are we speaking to the Lord? Can we say to the Lord, consider my meditation. It's pleasing to you, O God. Or can we say, Lord, don't look at what I'm thinking right now. It isn't pleasing to you, O God. You see the difference? But that's okay. If it's something that isn't pleasing, just say, Lord, I'm sorry. Help me to think what you want me to think. We need to remember what God has done and is doing. Psalm 63:6 says, when I remember you, Lord, upon my bed and meditate on you, I do it in the night watches. I talked about prayer at night one time, and we need to meditate. In the middle of the night, sometimes you wake up and you don't know what to think. Just say, Lord, with my favorite scripture, let's say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Everybody knows that scripture. Just lay there and think about the joy of the Lord. What's the joy of the Lord? What's that really look like? You see how you meditate now? You're thinking about it. Joshua 1:8 says this, the book of the law, Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate day and night to observe to do all that I want you to do. See, we don't meditate on the Word of God just because. We meditate on it so we do not sin against God. The only reason why to know the Word is to be pleasing to the Lord, to do what He wants us to do. Psalm 77:12, I will meditate also of all thy work and what you've been doing. Oh, so not just meditate on what you're doing, but meditate on what God is doing in your life. Jesus said in John 14:3, I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And we just say it, just read it. Think about it, though. He's gone to prepare a place for you. I've already got my curtains picked out, the kind of windows I want. I mean, I've been meditating on how he's going to build my house. And he says, then he's going to come and receive me so I can go live in that beautiful place he made for me. Now, do we think that? No, we just read the scripture and go on to the next passage. We need to meditate and personalize every scripture you read. Deuteronomy 31:8, and the Lord, he it is that goes before you. He will be with thee, and he will not fail you, neither forsake you. Fear not, neither be dismayed. That's a powerful scripture. It's he that goes before you. You know, you think you're planning a trip. Maybe you are planning. I'm planning a trip coming up this week. Hopefully I'll be able to go for a couple of days. I already know God's there. He's already at the hotel. He's already preparing the meal. He already has my bed made. I mean, he goes before me. I believe him. He goes before me. So that where I am going to go, I'm going to be with him. There is no fear when you know the Lord is going before you. If you just go, man, I don't know what's going on. I don't know where I'm going. I'm so confused. Then you're not applying the scripture, because he says that he will not forsake you. Are you applying that to your life? You go, well, you don't know my life. It's been really bad, and God hasn't really met me. Really? I bet he's met you more than you even know. Because we dwell on the things that he hasn't done yet. So why, as a little child, are we taught to memorize scripture? In your little brochure today, the one I gave you, the very back of it, it's giving you your monthly memory verse. I don't want to do it every week because, you know, how it is. I'm going to give you a monthly memory verse. I'm not going to test you on it. It's between you and the Lord. But I wanted to give you the memory verse. It's Micah 6:8. You'll have to look it up and read it, because everybody has different translations. We memorize scripture so that we hide it in our heart. Psalm 119:11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. It doesn't say that I will not sin against you. It says that I might not. Might means I have a choice. Proverbs 1. I need to read this. Proverbs 1:1-6. These are the ifs and thens that happen in Scripture. My son or daughter, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you, in other words, meditate on it and just know his word in your spirit, so then you can incline your ear to wisdom, because in the word is wisdom. If you need wisdom, then go to the word. Apply thy heart to understanding. All of it works together to build us understanding. Yea, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hid treasures, then, only then, will you understand the fear of the Lord and find knowledge of God. That right there is your ifs and thens. If you do this, then this will happen. You know, we've talked a lot about, in Bible study even, that we are responsible for some of the choices we make. We just can't say, you know, whatever. No, we have to. Our lives are important to God on what we do and choose every day. Our obedience to him and sacrifice to him is what he honors. Psalm 1:1-3, it says, blessed is a man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he meditates day and night. That's where that day and night comes in. I go, how do I meditate day and night if I'm cooking dinner or changing a dirty diaper or watching a show? Because you have him with you. You know he's with you. And you meditate knowing that he is before you. He goes before you. He's under you. He's around you. And you do not need to fear. Then it says, then you shall be planted like a tree by the rivers of water, and you will bring forth fruit. If your life is like fruitless, and I think you might know what I mean, maybe you need to read the scripture and personalize it. See, meditation isn't a position. It's a matter of your heart. Where is your heart? So meditating is really thinking, isn't it? Is meditating thinking? That means something's got to be going on between the two ears. It's just as an empty. Emptiness will cause the enemy to fill it. Because he comes back and sees that, oh, it's all nice and clean and empty. I'm going to come back. No, you fill it up with God, there's no room for the enemy or his thoughts. We need to know the word and hide it in our hearts that we do not sin against him. And by our meditation in the word, it will happen. So I'm going to give you a revelation the Lord gave me when I was doing this word study. Because one morning, I said, Lord, I don't understand. Have you ever said that? God, I just don't understand. I don't understand what you're doing. I don't understand why this is happening to me. I've been doing this and this and this, but I still don't understand. Let me give you Psalm 49:3. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. You know, there's a scripture, and I love this scripture. It's about the Holy Spirit that knows all things. So if you don't understand something, you're meditating on what you don't understand, you better start saying, Holy Spirit, you understand. You know what's happening to me right now. I don't personally, but I know you want me to know. So I'm going to meditate on that. I'm going to meditate on your understanding. If I meditate like that, the answer will come. So this is what I did. I told you the scripture, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Well, I have joy most of the time. But there's one particular area where I did not have joy. Does anybody have a particular area where you just don't have joy about it? And I didn't understand. So that's when I asked God, help me to understand where I'm lacking in my joy. And he told me. Because you, I'm going to tell you this, I wasn't going to tell this out loud, but I'm going to say it anyway. It might help somebody. My lack was being lazy with the word. Has anybody ever been lazy with the word of God? You go out, now somebody else will do it. Somebody else will vote. Somebody else will step up and clean the church. Somebody else will do the offering. Somebody else, somebody else, somebody else. We are lazy in the word, and I had to repent. You know where I was lazy? Sandra and I had a long conversation this weekend. I was lazy at the end of service. The end of service, it just stopped abruptly. That is why I incorporated prayer today, because the Lord says, you were lazy in the prayer department at church. Not on Tuesday mornings, but boy, we pray. But at church, this is a house of prayer. And I was a little bit lazy. I'm telling on myself because I'm hoping to help somebody. Think about it in your life. Where in your life have you lost your joy? Because I have a feeling it has to do with the word, because it's the joy of the Lord that's our strength. I had such a privilege today to pray for people in the altar. Was that beautiful or what? Amen. I ain't lazy there no more. No more laziness. I had to step out of that comfort zone that we're so used to just, okay, this is how we do it. This is how we walk. This is how we pray. This is how we talk. This is how we are. Instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to move, which he did today. God gave me understanding because he told me that you were lazy. So what did I have to do? Lord, forgive me for being lazy. Simple. Quit beating yourself up because you missed the mark. Just ask for forgiveness and then say, Lord, show me what you want me to do. And that's what he did. He showed me to bring people forward for prayer. The Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We need to pay attention on the scripture and what we're reading and personalize it. I want to ask you this question. I want you to throw out a scripture you love. It's your favorite scripture. I'm going to help you personalize it. So, anybody have a scripture? This is interaction right now. Nobody has a favorite scripture? Yes, Becky.
I don't remember where it's at, but I've been studying it.
You don't have to know the address.
It's abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. I think it's Psalms 91. I am ruminating on abiding in the shadow of the Almighty.
Okay, so how do you personalize that?
I tell myself the comfort I get from that, the protection I get from that. It causes me to praise God and to feel his presence with me when I'm alone. I'm not alone. I'm in the shadow of the Almighty.
And abiding.
Right.
You're continually drenched in the abiding. Lucy.
John 3:16.
For God so loved the world.
Yeah. And One personal life is, for me, is the whosoever, any one of us.
Amen.
Is going to be saved.
Anybody.
Whosoever.
And I know you have a heart like an evangelist, so you're always thinking about others, right? You know, you both are always wanting people to be saved, and all. So that's a wonderful scripture that you can personalize. So when you're walking around Walmart, how will you work that scripture? Whosoever believes. Again, think about it. How do you personalize your scripture and make it an action in your life? Yes?
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that always makes me think of the eternal qualities of God.
So she meditates on eternal qualities of God when she reads that scripture. In the beginning. In the beginning, in the beginning, in the beginning. You can just say that three times, in the beginning, and you can get a revelation out of in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, Jesus was with God because Jesus is the Word. So you can see how you can meditate and think about the Word. And I'll tell you, once you start doing that, 4 hours would have passed. You didn't even know it. But you're already cleaning, you're doing dishes. You see, you can meditate all day on the Word of God. And do chores. So, the truth shall make... Oh, Emily, did you have one?
Yes, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, every day. Mm-hmm. Psalm 19 is the last paragraph up. And that's something you can follow day in and day out when you're dealing with some people.
The meditation of my heart. So that's, again, the meditation of the heart. What you're thinking is coming from your heart. Whatever is in your heart, like we talked about in the Bible, says, isn't what you eat, it's what comes out of your mouth that matters to God. What are you saying? What are you thinking? So the situation was unlocked in my situation when I said, Lord, why? Why am I lacking in joy in this area? And he said this. This is a general thing, okay? Pay attention to what you're saying out of your mouth. I no longer say, I just don't understand, because that's a lie. Because if you know the Holy Spirit understands and knows all things, and if the Holy Spirit is in you, then you can know all things. So you're living a lie when we say, I just don't understand. So I'm asking you today to strike that from your vocabulary and say, I may not understand, but the Holy Spirit does, and he's going to show me. You see how I have personalized it? I no longer fear not understanding. I might not have the answer at the moment, but I no longer fear not understanding. And I was promised that what I was going through was not a death sentence. Sometimes I think, oh, I'm dying. I just don't feel good, so I'm probably dying. So the fear left. See, he began to show me these things little bit by little bit by little bit over about 4 or 5 days why I lost my joy in an area. Because I can have joy in sickness and stuff. Tommy even told me one time when I was having food poisoning that I was humming when I was throwing up. So, you know, I had joy, even though I was sick. But there was that one place, it was in the church service, it was for prayer. I lacked in that area, and now I'm not lacking. And now I understand that I have to stand up and do what God wants me to do. I'm still growing in understanding. The Bible says we're growing in grace. But I have confidence in God that knows what's happening, and I can remain in peace. And let him do the changing. All I have to do is recognize it, repent, and let God do the changing. And then follow what he tells me to do, because we have a responsibility. Then peace comes. The manifestations come. Spiritual insight comes. I'm able to teach you what God has shown me. Peter meditated on the Word. Did you know that? Did you know Peter meditated on the Word of God? Of course, he was hanging out with Jesus for a while, so he really got it in him. But he meditated on the Word, and if you read in Acts, he had 2 or 3 prayers that he did. But he did, this guy that was sitting at the gate called Beautiful Solomon's Porch, he didn't say, let me lay hands on you and pray for you and you be saved and all that. No. He just said to the guy, silver and gold have I none, what I have I give to you. He didn't have to go through a whole, you know, gospel message. He just says, what I have I give to you. Now, he didn't give him the gospel because that's what he had. We are to live a life of meditation on the Word. It's not easy to just think about the Lord if you're not in the Lord. It's hard. Oh, I better go and pray now. I'm going to go find 5 minutes over here. You guys, leave me alone. I'm going to go pray now. No, that doesn't work. Your life needs to be a life of meditation. So when you pray, God already has gone before you, has already got the answer, and you're already going to step into it. When we pray on Tuesday mornings, that's exactly what we do. We step into something because we know God's already gone before us. Thy word have I hid in my heart. So two things I'm going to leave with you. Gloria and I have a little deck of cards. Right, Gloria? And it's called Resting in God's Love. And this is day 35. It's 40 days. And we just pick it up every day. And I'm going to read this to you. It says in Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. He's with you wherever you go. So you're already meditating and you don't even know it. If you believe that he's with you wherever you go, you're already meditating and you don't even know it. Micah 6:8. This is the memory verse for the month. It's a scripture I want you to personalize. It says here, he has showed you, O man, woman, what is good, and what the Lord requires of you is this, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. I personalized it. I changed a few words around in there just to personalize it. So here, let's say it again. Linda, he has shown you. Oh, mortal, that means this flesh is going to die one day. What is good and what the Lord requires of me. If I don't know what the Lord requires of me, who knows? The Holy Spirit, and he's in you. He knows all things. So talk to the Holy Spirit that's in you through the Lord. And to act justly and to love mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy is the hardest thing for me to do. Especially when I'm driving my car. I have to repent every time I drive my car. But I'm getting better because now I used to repent 14 times a day. Now it's only 11. Okay? So I'm getting better and better and better. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Again, focus on my joy. I have joy most of the time, like I said, but there are areas. And I want you to think about those areas right now. What are the areas in your life that you don't have joy? Maybe you're confused. Maybe you don't understand. Maybe there's fear, worry, anxiety. You're confused. I mean, whatever it is. And it's just this one area. I mean, it's only just a little area because I really believe you for all these other things. But this one area. You know, this 2 Timothy 3:15 through 17 tells us that all of the scripture is given for instruction in righteousness to make us wise. So every scripture that you read, if you personalize it, it will make you wise. See, that's easy, right? I think that's easy. We just don't know to do it, and we don't do it. So that's why I gave you a memory verse. And I want you to personalize it and see what God does in that verse. Because it's not just to memorize, it's for God to do something. So you'll expect Him to do something in your life. When I first started the church here, I shared a book with you, and I'm going to share it with you again, because if you don't have one, I want you to make sure you get one. And I gave one to every person here at the beginning. It's called, What Was I Thinking? I wrote it with a friend of mine. He's a pastor. And if you do not have a copy, I have one for you. I'll give it to you. But read it. Meditate on the word. It's full of scripture. It's called, What Was I Thinking? Because our thinking is what we're meditating on. I'm going to close with this song, just a cappella, and then we'll pray. I believe a lot of us in here want more of God. We want more love. We want more healing. We want more abilities. We want more of the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, there are some people that say, I want the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I got to tell you something. You already have the Holy Spirit. Now it's up to you. To say, Holy Spirit, move or move me. Move or move me. I'm just going to sing this for you. More love, more power, more of you in my life. I want more love, more power, more of you in my life. And I will worship you. With all of my heart, and I will worship you with all of my mind, and I will worship you with all of my words, for you are my Lord. You are my Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Father, Father, thank you so much. Lord, thank you so much, because we do want more of you. We want so much of you. That our meditation is all about you. We're not going to meditate on the bad things. We're not going to meditate on what's happened in the past that's not good. We're going to meditate on what you've done. We're going to meditate on what you're doing. We're going to meditate on the word itself, because the word is truth. Anything else is a lie. Do not allow us, Father, to meditate on lies. It might be happening, but still meditate on the truth, because it will produce fruit if you do not give up. Don't give in to the lies of the day, the devil coming at you and telling you something that you know is in error. Father, I ask you, Lord, to remind every person to meditate daily. They don't have to go sit in a closet. They can just put a scripture on the wall and think about it all day long. Hallelujah. God is going to change lives when we do that. And we offer all of our heart to you now in the name of Jesus.